AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning more about the shooter who killed two and wounded nine at a Lafayette, Louisiana movie theater last night before killing himself. 59-year-old John Russell Hauser had been arrested and ticketed several times in the past for arson, speeding, and other offenses. He'd been married but was not currently married. Lafayette Police Chief Jim Kraft on the bloodbath.
One .40 caliber handgun is involved. That weapon has been recovered. It appears that at least 13 rounds were fired during the time he was in the theater discharging the weapon.
Still unanswered, why? State Police Colonel Michael Edmondson.
Here we are in Lafayette, Louisiana, in the middle of a neighborhood of a movie theater. Why did he come here? Why did he do that? We don't know that.
President Obama, who's on a trip to Kenya, spoke about gun violence several hours before the movie theater shootings. Here's our Mark Smith.
Speaking to the BBC ahead of a trip here to Africa, the president said of all the issues he's grappled with during his time in office, gun violence has left him the most stymied. He says he just doesn't get why the nation hasn't enacted tougher gun measures, considering fewer than 100 Americans have died at the hands of terrorists since 9/11, but the number killed by guns is in the tens of thousands.
Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign is responding to word that the Justice Department's been asked to see if sensitive information was transmitted through her personal email server when she was Secretary of State. Clinton said in March she did use a personal email account. This morning, her campaign says she followed appropriate practices in dealing with classified materials. The government's opened a price-gouging investigation involving four airlines, Delta, American, Southwest, and JetBlue. This is AP Radio News. Did you hear about the planet that scientists have found? They say it's so much like the Earth, they're calling it a close cousin. Here's our Ed Donahue.
It's called Kepler-452b, spotted with NASA's Kepler Space Telescope. Researcher John Jenkins says there are a lot of Earth similarities.
And this planet orbits its star every 385 days. It is just 5% farther from its star than the Earth.
And Kepler-452b is orbiting a similar star.
The star is the same surface temperature and type as the Sun, a G2 star.
Kepler-452b is about 6 billion years old, 1.5 billion years older than Earth, and 60% larger in diameter. Scientists aren't sure if the surface is rocky like Earth. I'm Ed Donahue.
This afternoon, NASA will reveal new images from Pluto, and they're going to give us more information about the details that a spacecraft is sending home after flying through Pluto's system days ago. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.